DTE Energy Foundation doing great things in our own backyard, as well as the Nature Conservancy. Let's partner these both up and you get a two for one. DTE Energy Foundation is supporting green infrastructure and coastal restoration through the partnership. So let's talk about the details. On behalf of DTE Energy Foundation, good that you are here, Scotty Kehoe. Good morning to you, Scotty.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
You're quite welcome. Remind me about the workings of the foundation, if you would.
Absolutely. Well, the DTE Energy Foundation is the philanthropic arm of DTE Energy. And as a utility, a publicly traded utility in Michigan, we're over 10,000 employees strong, 400 of which live right here in West Michigan. We have about 400,000 natural gas customers in West Michigan. So when we look at that philanthropic arm, being a part of our communities where we live, work, and play is critical. It's one of our top aspirations. And this philanthropic arm, the DTE Energy Foundation, helps us to accomplish that.
So it's less painful to write my check to DTE Energy for my energy.
Well, you know, I certainly hope so. But we also look at it as it's the right thing to do. You know, to do well as an organization, to do well as a company, we have to do good for our customers, we have to do good for our employees, and we have to do good for our communities. And so we believe that partnering with groups like the Nature Conservancy is just one of those excellent ways to really be stewards of our environment and protect this beautiful Michigan coastline that we have.
So lucky. Sean Howard, let's talk about you, the Nature Conservancy. What, you're the Eastern Lakes Michigan guy.
I am the cryptically titled Eastern Lake Michigan Project Manager in the Great Lakes area. We often refer to our place-based work, specifically coastal work, by the lake in which it's embedded. So Eastern Lake Michigan, referring to the western Lower Peninsula shoreline.
What's my 101, the Nature Conservancy? What are you all doing?
The Nature Conservancy is the world's largest conservation nonprofit. We are a million members strong, working in over 40 countries, and we protect the lands and waters on which all life depends.
How are you doing with that protection?
Very well. In fact, here in West Michigan, one of the focuses we have is on these coastal dune systems, which are part of the world's largest freshwater dune system. It's a globally unique system, and I think it's one of those things that those of us in the Great Lakes can often take for granted for how special it is.
Thank you for that. Let's talk about this grant, this partnership. Scotty, I'll begin with you. The grant, what is it and what will it be used for?
Well, it's $1 million. It's one of our largest grants and certainly our largest grant in the environmental leadership area, which just happens to be one of our primary focuses for our foundation. And, you know, we've partnered with the Nature Conservancy in three primary areas along the western lakeshore, as we like to call it, or the eastern Lake Michigan lakeshore, as the Nature Conservancy refers to it. Additionally, down in the Monroe area, and then up north around Traverse City, Frankfort, some of those areas. So we have three areas that we're focusing. It's really on that dune restoration. You know, Sean and I were just out there last week, I think.
Yeah.
Last week out on the dunes, just enjoying just the beauty that Michigan provides. And the $1 million goes towards that dune restoration and protection, which I think we would all agree are not only just a great thing to enjoy as residents, but also a great source of ecotourism.
Bring you in, Sean. You've got a dollar in your hand. Where are you going to spend it? Where exactly is the Conservancy working on dune restoration here?
So the dune restoration work is focused throughout the entire Eastern Lake Michigan shoreline. It's a really unique geography because it's only a couple miles wide in most places, but it's over 500 miles long, all the way from the Indiana border up to the Mackinac Bridge. The work began in northwest Lower Michigan over a decade ago on the management of a terrestrial invasive plant species that you may have heard of, baby's breath. Actually, baby's breath is very destructive in the dune systems, and so through a partnership coalition that we refer to as the Michigan Dune Alliance, which has been active for over two decades, we started to implement management efforts with a number of partners like Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore and the Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy. And to date, we've removed baby's breath from almost 90% of the total infested acreage, which approaches 2,000 total acres. So it's been a really big effort. And then we've taken that work and actually expanded it, leveraged it up to a much larger scale, working across the entire landscape on over 15 different invasive plant species regionally associated and throughout the entire system.
Is this the first time that DTE Energy Foundation and your Nature Conservancy have worked together?
Actually, we have quite a long history of working together, and that's one of the reasons when we were looking at where the DT Energy Foundation could have a significant impact, we immediately looked to the Nature Conservancy just because of that long history. Nature Conservancy just has a long record of doing really amazing work, so it was a good fit. It was a natural fit for us.
And some of that work is over in Western Lake Erie, so southeast Michigan. That is a wetland area that we have a preserve in, our Erie Marsh Preserve, and it's right within one of the world's largest bird migratory flyways. So it's a huge, important wetland complex that needs to be there and healthy and resilient so that birds have stopover locations as they migrate from south to north and back south again every year. If you are interested in birding, check out the greatest week in American birding over in Western Lake Erie. Yep,
birds might have to stop every once in a while from flying. it needs to. The West Michigan Dune Restoration. Can you expand a little bit more on other projects that you'll work on?
Yeah, absolutely. So the funding from the DTE Energy Foundation is working on the dune restoration over here in West Michigan, that wetland restoration in southeast Michigan, Western Lake Erie, and then it's also going towards some really interesting work in the Detroit area. Combined sewer overflows are a problem in heavy rainfall events in that area, and so the Nature Conservancy is using that funding to implement green infrastructure projects that actually benefit those kind of utility-based outcomes as well as people in nature.
Awesome. Talking nature, talking energy. The DTE Energy Foundation is supporting green infrastructure, coastal restoration structure, and coastal restoration thanks to the partnership between the Nature Conservancy and the foundation. Scotty, what other environmental initiatives has DTE supported in West Michigan? You can repeat here.
Yeah, so there have been a lot of different things at various levels. We've partnered with groups like the Inland Seas, where they're working with school age children and youth, really talking about that energy. Energy efficiency, but more equally important, the environmental impact, and really encouraging those. We do a lot of work with STEM-related fields. Yes. We had a quite large grant, $50,000 grant, to the Grand Rapids Public Museum to work with STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math in young ladies. And that's something that they've done quite a bit, specifically tailored to the environmental side of STEM. So, as we look at STEM, a lot of people think of FIRST Robotics and things of that nature, which are great programs. We absolutely love those as well. But there's that environmental piece that really inspires people to think in a little bit different view. And so just a few of the West Michigan things that we've done here around the environmental leadership area.
Yes. The Nature Conservancy, again, you depend upon obviously time, talents, and treasures from your community, but also from significant grants, I trust. This was did you do a little happy dance when you found this out?
Certainly, without a doubt. Yeah, we're hugely grateful to DT Energy Foundation for this award. Not only does this funding allow us to do on-the-ground work in the areas that I described, but it's a key component of actually leveraging even larger state and federal grant opportunities, which typically require matching funds. So we're able to translate these private gifts into even more conservation work through those kind of funding sources, specifically Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
What else do you need to share, Scotty?
Well, I just want to share that we so appreciate what the Nature Conservancy is doing. We have these great opportunities to support groups, but we need those people. We need the volunteers. Volunteers are always something that organizations can use. We need the staff, people like Sean who have the expertise, who have the willingness, and who really have the passion to be a steward for our resources here. Michigan is an amazing place, and we want to make sure that we're protecting that and that we are definitely a part of the conservation. And so I just want to give a shout out to Nature Conservancy and thank them for making this partnership possible.
Sean, how can we help in the preservation of the sand dunes throughout West Michigan?
A couple ways. One is that you can get involved with any number of regional efforts. So under that broad umbrella of the Michigan Dune Alliance that I mentioned are a number of regional land conservancies and groups called Cooperative Invasive Species Management Areas, or CISMAs. And right here in West Michigan, we have two of the best, the Land Conservancy of West Michigan and the West Michigan Conservation Network, which functions as one of those CISMAs.
And how do we find out more about the Nature Conservancy?
Check us out at nature.org. You can also go directly to nature.org/Michigan and check us on social media, nature_MI.
Awesome. Your final word, Scotty Kehoe, on behalf of DTE Energy Foundation?
Well, I will also share a webpage. Please feel free to check us out at DTE Energy. That's DTEenergy.com. We have lots of different tips for energy conservation, so you can do a little part yourself in your own home or business. And look at a few of the different foundation activities that we have going in our community section.
It's okay that I call you Scotty, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. So, you know, because some of you guys grow up and you want to be Scott, but my notes tell me Scotty.
That's my name. Scotty's the name.
I like it. Scott D., thank you for you, DTE Energy Foundation. And, of course, Sean Howard, thank you for you from the Nature Conservancy and the partnership. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks.